My next guest here to talk about, well, activity. This active commute week is right around the corner. Of course, on a monthly basis, we put the spotlight on what's happening when it comes to interurban transportation. The RAPID tagline, where public transportation goes, community grows. So the RAPID's involved in an active commute week. Glad that you are here, Public Outreach Coordinator of Community Engagement for the RAPID, Michael Boltice. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
With the special guest to your right, she rides her own way, this campaign designed to build self-esteem and more, Johanna Jelks, with us. Johanna, glad you are back.
Good morning.
So are you ready to be active come June? I'll start with you, Michael.
Absolutely, yeah. And well, we're already active in May, but we've had this event, Active Commute Week, in past years in May. We did move it back to June for weather-related purposes, but we certainly encourage activity all year long, and this is just a week to really double down and try to a different form of transportation.
Great. Remind me again, in your words, she rides her own way. What are you all about, Janelle?
Yeah, good morning. It's all about getting women out and men and women out to ride and enjoy experience downtown and as well as on our trails.
So you are involved in this, let's just say, Active Commute Week to boot.
Absolutely. We're going to have a lot of fun this Active Commute Week. And one thing I'm really going to focus in on is making sure we get a lot of organizations registered that haven't participated, as well as local businesses.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right, Michael, set the scene, if you would, and certainly RAPID's involvement. What is this week, when, and what is it all about?
Yeah, so it's just what the name implies. It's active commuting, and it is a week long. So we give you 5 full days to participate. So it's really just about encouraging new forms of transportation. You know, we go about our daily lives, and often we don't think about how we're getting to work. I think usually the typical mode is driving your car, which is okay. Cars are a valid form of transportation, but this week is all about encouraging people to try something different. Something maybe you haven't done before. And, you know, it's not about selling your car tomorrow and you know, biking every day, but, you know, maybe one trip out of the week, you get on your bike. And it's not just about getting to work either. If maybe you're going to the grocery store or going to visit family, you know, go for a walk or take your bike or, you know, take the bus. It's just really about trying to break that habit. And we make it fun, too. So it's a week-long challenge. We have prizes available for organizations and individuals as well. To try different active forms of transportation. So, we just try to make it as fun as possible.
Right. What is the actual week?
It is June 12 through 16.
Which is that a Monday through Friday?
That's a Monday through Friday, yep. So, you can log your active trips. Again, cycling, walking, taking the bus. We even have longboarding.
Taking the bus is allowed.
Absolutely, yes. You know, you don't really think about this, but when you're taking the bus, you tend to walk more. You're walking to your bus stop. When you hop off the bus, you're walking to your destination. So people who take the bus tend to live a more active lifestyle as well.
Great. How is She Rides Her Own Way specifically involved that week, Janet?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think leading up to it, it's just exposing people to the fact that you don't have to just be a cyclist to ride to participate in Active Commute Week. You can also walk, and you can skateboard or longboard. So any form of transportation outside of your vehicle is acceptable. And I also really want to encourage people to go to the local pit stops, and then we have a handlebar happy hour at Long Road Distillers at the end of the week.
Great. Let's take it, I guess, step at a time. So Monday the 12th.
Monday the 12th, yep.
Yes, yes.
Yep, that's when you start logging your active trips for the week, yep.
I log in to,
It's West Michigan Rideshare, actually. It's the carpool matching site. But at any form, you go on your commute calendar and any form of active transportation, it's a drag and drop. It's very easy. Yep.
So that Monday, get started.
Get started on Monday, yep. Start logging your trips. That Wednesday, actually, we have a new event. It's a one-time event, but it's being held at the Pyramid Scheme. It's called Bicycle Fever. It's a free open house, so it's really just a chance for Grand Rapidians to look at the history of cycling in Grand Rapids, dating all the way back to, I think, 1895. So it's going to be you know, historical photographs, articles, newspaper clippings that really kind of show the history of cycling in Grand Rapids.
When and where is that again?
Pyramid Scheme on Wednesday, June 14. It starts at 6:30. It is free and open to the public.
Nice. And you can buy a nibble or two.
Absolutely.
When we're in there, yes.
Yep.
And is there a place to park my bike outside?
Yes, there's a bike rack outside of here.
Just, you know, just trying to go with it. All right. What else? The 15th, the Thursday.
The Thursday is just another, there's no special event, just log your commutes. Yep. And then the 16th, we'll have the Handlebar Happy Hour at Long Road Distillers. There will be plenty of bike parking there as well. So we'll be recognizing all the individuals and employers that were involved throughout the week and handing out prizes as well.
That is when and where?
That is at...
It's a distillers, you said?
Long Road Distillers,
and
yep.
What time?
It starts at 4:30.
All right, so an afternoon type of a venue. Again, she rides her own way. How else are you going to get involved here?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I really am going to look to get people to ride downtown, ride outside. I normally host social rides, but this week I'm just going to focus around spreading the word and making sure that we have meetup sites and maybe even encouraging after work where you can meet up with your bike. So, yeah, really going to get creative and just encourage everybody to participate because it's really so important to us to celebrate this week. It's really more of a celebration of commuting.
And yet, back to your mission with She Rides Her Own Way. I mean, your main objectives to develop self-esteem, increase a healthy lifestyle, and sustainable environment education, that might lap over into what this Active Commute Week's all about as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And when I got involved with Active Commute Week, I didn't know how awesome this committee was. And so it's been a real great opportunity, and I look forward to encouraging other organizations to join in.
Mm-hmm. Michael, again, you've been doing this how long in general?
Personally, 5 years. This is the sixth annual. Yep.
Yes, and I trust the mayor's on board to...
We've gotten great participation this year. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Any prizes?
Lots of prizes. So from local vendors. Yep, we'll have lots of bike related prizes, gift cards. We actually have a new incentives program this year, so we're encouraging people who have participated in the past to refer new people. So if you refer somebody, a new timer or a newcomer, they will actually, if they log a commute, you will be entered into a drawing for a $100 Moose Jaw gift card. Mm-hmm. So the person who referred them, and then the first timer as well, they will be entered into a separate drawing. So really trying to increase participation this year.
And I know, not to be negative, but to be realistic, as summer is soon upon us, if not starting today, we are getting out and about, but we want to be safe on our streets. So I imagine there's going to be a push to educate cyclists on the ways of the road, but also cars, that yep. we're going to be out there more.
Absolutely, and it is perfect timing because the Driving Change campaign was just at the event, I think it was last week, is doing a phenomenal job of raising awareness for cyclists and motorists as well, because they all need to be aware of each other. And the new, you know, the 5-foot rule is very important. I think it's a rule that a lot of people don't know about. So just raising that awareness.
Can you tell us that rule?
Yep. So if you're passing a cyclist to that person's left, you have to maintain at least a 5-foot distance between the cycle and the car that you're driving.
And if applicable, should cyclists stay in the cycle lane?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
So follow the rules as well.
Yep.
And I imagine, Johanna, that you require all to wear helmets if participating in this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I always encourage wearing your helmet. I don't go anywhere without mine. it's something that I think it's really vital, but there's a lot of fashionable helmets out there. So I really try to encourage my followers to be creative and don't feel that helmets are something to be deterred.
It'd be kind of a cool contest. As long as it's certified, put a decoration on your helmet. Oh, boy, Michael, what else? Again, we've got a couple, 2 or 3 weeks before this happens, but it's all about preparation.
Absolutely, yeah. So start biking now. Start trying a new commute now. And maybe start doing it once a week. And then by the time Active Commute Week rolls around, it's not something new. It's something you've already been doing. So.
And as we come full circle, this is somewhat of the goal, is to get us to think of different ways than we who drive our cars all by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. So it serves a number of purposes. Certainly, we want to encourage our residents to live an active, healthy lifestyle. But it is, you know, it's about reducing congestion. It's about thinking about the environment, really starting to be, more cognizant of how we commute back and forth. So,
great. Johanna, what do you want to leave us with?
I would like to leave you with a special thank you for having me back on here and the Rapid Transit. And I just really hope that you get involved with Active Commute Week all year round.
She rides her own way. Anything else we need to know? I mean, you have activities throughout the year.
Absolutely. I have one coming up on Tuesday, the local Alley Cat
Race. Is that tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. And I'll just give a plug to Central District Cyclery, Nate Phelps, and their crew. And you can come and visit. She rides. I will be at the Pyramid Scheme starting at 6 o'clock to 7:30.
So there's actually a bike event tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. All right. Thank you. Michael, one more time. Active Commute Week. How do we find more information and get prepared?
Go to acwgr.org. You can find all the information on the week-long challenge. And I do want to say before we leave this Friday.
This Friday.
Yes, May 19. There's a Handlebar Happy Hour at Horseshoe Barbecue. It's right on Granville, I believe. Yes. So it's, again, free, open to the public. Come and learn more about Active Commute Week and cycling. And so that's at 4 or 5 o'clock this Friday.
And Active Commute Week is on June 12th.
Through the 16th.
The 16th. Be here before you know it. Thanks.
Take care,
guys.
Shelley.
Yep.